Hey there, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, October 20th, 2010, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That's me.
Shut the fuck up, or I'll throw you back into the trunk, you know.
Someone needs a nap. I have another ridiculously wonderful program for you today. And it's one of them twofer shows, don't you know? My guest, our conversation, and the themes discussed in this podcast easily fall into both the sex education and the sex wisdom series. So yay for that. I mean, who doesn't like to get two bangs for his buck?
Ma'am, I answered your question.
Well, actually, you didn't answer my question, and stop calling me ma'am. Listen, I have the honor of welcoming a man of distinction in the world of gay porn. He is a top-tiered performer, a director, a producer, a videographer, and an art director, as well as being an exceptionally nice person. I have with me the oh-so-talented Bruno Bond. Bruno is one of the hardest working men in porn today.
Okay. Are you sure? Because, I mean, how do you know?
I know because he's a mainstay at Raging Stallion Studio. He and his husband, Steve Cruz, have their own production company, Hard Friction. And, happily, he's in front of the camera a whole lot, too. Stay tuned, sex fans, because we are about to find out how this mere mortal is able to do the superhuman. We've also put together a totally steamy slideshow of Bruno and his friends at work and play, so look for it on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. Bruno also invites you to visit him on his personal website. That's brunobond.blogspot.com. And his XXX membership site, hardfriction.com.
We run a pretty tight ship here.
That's what Bruno says. This week's sponsor is funwares.com, the one-stop place to shop for all your adult product needs. Of course, you'll find a full line of top-quality sex toys, erotica, lubes, and lotions, as well as romantic kits and gifts. But that's not what makes funwares.com so damn special. What makes them so extraordinary is their social conscience. And that, my friends, makes all the difference in the world to a sex-positive guy like me. Their site is chock-full of tips for the conscientious consumer, toy reviews, and a host of community links.
Well, how do they establish that, sir?
They establish that by just visiting their site. And if that weren't enough, funwares.com brings you a boatload of informative and entertaining videos featuring my colleague and fellow sexpert, Dr. Ruthie. You're going to love these videos, sex fans. Dr. Ruthie is an absolute joy, and she really knows her stuff. Look for the adorable funwares.com bunny banner right there in the sidebar of drdicksexadvice.com. Okay, on with the show. Bruno Bond, holy cow, welcome, and thank you for dropping by drdicksexadvice.com. I am so stoked that we finally found this time to be together. Would you like to say hello to the nice people?
Hi, everybody. How is it going?
Good. So, like I said, it is so good to finally connect with you. You're such a busy guy. Not only do you need a social secretary, but the rigors of your career would leave a lesser man an exhausted wreck. How do you do it? Tell me that you have a body double, right?
No, I'm always an exhausted wreck.
Actually. Well, it doesn't look like that in the movies.
Well, thank God.
I love it.
Yep.
So let's see if I can list just some of the hats that you wear. You are the art director for Raging Stallion Studio. You're also a second director and cameraman for this infamous production house.
Yep.
Then there's Hard Fiction, the production company that you and your partner/husband, Steve Cruz, founded.
Yep.
For that enterprise, you produce, direct, cast, edit, and perform.
Yep.
You don't do makeup?
We don't use makeup.
Fluffer?
Actually, well, we do everything. It's just the two of us. There's nobody to help us. We do everything that the entire studio does, but just kind of in miniature.
Right. And the common thread weaving throughout all of this is your persona as Bruno Bond, the porn star. Did I miss anything?
No, it's funny. I started off, in this adventure a little bit going to be a performer, and then it turned out I was behind the scenes very quickly.
Uh-huh.
And it's really put a lot of my background and skills into place, and so I've very much enjoyed it. And the new skills I've gained with learning to use the camera and editing and all that have been very, very creatively fulfilling. I'm very much enjoying it.
Right. And we're going to take a look at that in a minute here, each one in turn, hopefully. So if you don't mind, I'd like to have you flesh out these jobs for us, because a lot of the people in our audience probably don't know what all of this means, although, like me, most are fascinated by the concept of shooting porn. So let's start with your position as art director. How long have you been doing that, and what does that entail exactly?
I've been doing it almost 2 years for Raging Stallion, and I'm the person that's in charge of the production.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that plan the production in advance as far as the casting and the scheduling and all that kind of goes. And then once the director decides what we're going to shoot, I meet with the director, if it's not me, but if it's one of the other directors, I meet with the director, and we talk about the concept of the movie, the location, any specific wardrobe or props, and whether it's going to be in the studio and a set needs to be built, or if it needs to be on a location. And then I'm the person who coordinates all that.
Do you storyboard?
I have on bigger productions like Focus Refocus last mm-hmm. year. It was a very elaborate production. Mm-hmm. It took 12 weeks to do.
Yikes.
And it had 45 outfits and, lots of planning, because we were shooting non-consecutively.
Uh-huh, right,
so,
right.
If a shirt gets ripped off in the movie, and we shoot that scene second, and there's four more scenes with the same shirt on afterward, I have to have multiple copies of the same shirt.
Right.
Things like that we have to plan
right.
for. Seems funny that there's so much clothing issues in porn, but there are.
Yes, and which is a good thing. But a lot of companies don't really pay a lot of attention to that. And I find that there's like a lot of jokes in the industry about people appearing in an early scene that doesn't coincide with their appearance later in the movie.
Yeah. Continuity.
So that's a big thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we do different levels of movies. We do a couple of big, elaborate movies every year, and then
uh-huh.
we do some kind of medium-level movies, and then we do some smaller kind of all-sex movies.
Uh-huh.
And so there's different levels of attention paid to each one.
Mm-hmm.
And the all-sex movies are, of course, the easiest, but you still have to consider what's going on in them.
Exactly.
You need to make sure that when the performer's going to be there, that they have shoes that fit them, even.
Mm-hmm. So you costume or dress your performers from head to toe?
Yep.
You don't let them kind of like show up with, what they're wearing?
Uh-uh.
And no?
It would be too much shiny metallics right now. All these porn stars are into really bright club wear.
Uh-huh.
It's funny. Mm. But, And also, I have to build the sets.
Uh-huh.
Does
that actually, hammer and nails and stuff like that, or is that, directing a bunch of...
No, I have a couple of people that help me, but
uh-huh.
I'm up on the ladder today. I was doing it today. Was in the studio
mm-hmm.
this morning. And I have to do all the lighting design
mm-hmm.
as well, and that's a pretty elaborate
right.
process, too. Getting all the lights where they need to go and putting things in the ceiling, or if we're in a location, we can't just drill into somebody's walls.
Right. Besides, you have to lug all that shit along, you know, with you. I remember that from my days at Daddy-O. I mean, they just, oh my God, you know, truckloads of stuff for a shoot on location. It was like cuckoo. Like, why did we bother? So being art director is different from directing and wielding a camera in a shoot itself, right?
Yep, it is.
Do you have a preference for one job over the other?
I like to do both. Honestly, they're both creative in a different way, and I'm a very generally good at organizing things, and so that uses my skills in the art direction part is a lot of organization and a lot of knowing what thing is going to happen and what you need and anticipating needs. And, you know, I enjoy doing that, and I love working the camera, too. The planning is, you know, for the future. The art direction is more about the future, and the directing is more about in the moment.
Right. And what kind of cameras do you guys use? Are they different for different levels of production?
Yeah, we have a lot of different cameras in the studio, and we use things by the effect that we want them to have.
I see.
So there are sometimes we want a big cinematic sweeping movie effect, like in The Last Man, where it's, you know, a big rolling hills and vistas, and we use a type of stationary camera for that, or a camera on a dolly or a crane or something like that. And then there are moments like in Focus Refocus, we had infrared camera.
Get out!
Yeah, so we do that. And then there's Steve and I use a very small camera sometimes because we want to shoot in a pro-am style,
right,
where it looks very amateurish.
Right.
You know, and looks very real.
Right. And so, like, handheld kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cool beans. Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about directing then. When I was cranking out our movies with my production company, Daddy-O Productions, I was really good at producing, but I hated directing. What an odious task. You apparently like it. And both you and Steve direct. Do you have different styles?
Okay, both Steve and I direct. We both came from being performers. And, you know, of course, he was about 3 years in advance of my career in front of the camera. So he'd been a performer for 3 years, and then he was a director for a couple of movies for Mustang. And he cast me in my very first scene was in his movie Red Light, which was his second movie for Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
And so by my very first porn scene, Steve directed me.
Mm.
And that, I mean, that was kind of a little window into our future.
Did you guys know each other at that time, or was, you know, were you just like...
He and I had a slow relationship that kind of built up over 6 months before that.
Uh-huh.
We originally started sending each other messages through MySpace, and that was going on, and then we started emailing, and then we started talking on the phone, and, you know, I was kind of going through the process of wanting to get into porn and trying to make a decision on that, and, you know, he really coached me through that, and then we were really starting to like each other, and we were on the phone for hours at a time, and when I got out here to shoot my scene was on Friday, and then I was supposed to stay with him through Monday, and Raging Stallion had booked me in for a solo on Monday, and then I went to the Raging Stallion holiday party on Saturday night with him, and then Chris Ward was like, can we make your solo into a sex scene with the two of you? He was like, okay, that's fine with me, but that means we can't have sex for 2 days.
Exactly.
So actually, the very first time Steve and I had sex was on camera.
Oh, how amazing.
So he directed me on Friday, and then we had sex together on camera on Monday.
How cool.
And then that was the beginning of December, and then Chris Ward hired me to do sets for Raging Stallion that month, and I moved to San Francisco by January.
Huh. Where did you come from?
Atlanta.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Really? Huh. How about that? So,
yeah.
When you state that both you and Steve preceded your work as director in front of the camera, are you suggesting that your directing style is infused by what you know about working in front of a camera?
Yeah, and I think it makes a big difference. I've seen other directors who are not performers.
Yes.
Because you know what you can request of a model.
Right.
You know,
you're
you
a little bit more forgiving, right?
not forgiving, but you also know what they can take.
Right.
You know, you know you can take something, but you also know that if you need them to be in a certain position for an extended amount of time, that it needs to be a position they can take.
Right.
You know, and you don't want somebody, you know, not being able to handle it after a few minutes because it's just wasting film. You know,
right.
you'd rather get them in a place they can handle and be there till you get finished shooting it.
Right.
You know, and but also it works both ways because, you know, if I think I can do this, then I expect them to be able to do it. You know, and so it's both ways. I won't ask them to do anything that's unreasonable, but I, you know, if I would do it myself, then I expect them to do it too.
Yeah. One of the things that I was the most proud of about my work with Daddy-O Productions was that people, the talent often referred to us as a talent-centric production house. So that, you know, I guess it was an indication how, you know, carefully we worked with, you know, the people that were in front of the camera and how nice we were to them. Sometimes that would backfire because they'd walk all over you. But at the same time, I thought, you know, because we were shooting like really real sex scenes as opposed to sexual tableaus, which I hope we'll get to talk to about in a second here. But so real sex, filming that is quite different than shooting tableau kinds of things where you position a performer and then you run the camera. Would you not agree?
Yeah, it is very different.
Do you have a preference?
No, I like both. It's more fun to do both because we get to do more of the tableau type fantasy scenarios for Pink Stallion, and then we do more real type shooting for Heart Friction.
Right.
And that's kind of our flavor,
right.
I think. And we do, I mean, we set some things up for Heart Friction and we've done some studio things, but in general, for Heart Friction, Steve and I like to find a real attraction between guys. We like to get guys that are really
Into each other. Does it make a huge difference, does it not?
It does.
Oh,
it really
my God.
Does.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, and it's usually, we don't work with a crew, so it's just the two of us, and we do our
No kidding.
Stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so it's very intimate, you know.
And so you're often in the productions yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
no wonder you're an exhausted mess.
Yeah, well, I have, you know, it hasn't been lately, but we frequently work with brand new guys, too.
Uh-huh.
Talent, and that's our other flavor. That's one of the reasons we kind of Heart Friction was set up, is to kind of be a new talent locator for Raging Stallion.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes the guys that are on their first time in front of the camera and they need some help, and you know, we're a relaxed environment because it's just us and it's not much pressure, and you know, sometimes we get really great performances that way.
Right. Yeah, and it's a double-edged sword working with new people. Sometimes they're like gangbusters, and other times they're just like, oh, no. And, you know, the people we used to work with, and I would interview them beforehand, and they would say to me, oh, you never have to worry with me. I've got a 24-hour hard-on, and, you know, I never have a problem with a cum shot and everything. Those are the people who are always the problem.
Yeah.
Because it's not like having sex, you know.
It's a performance of having sex.
Yes.
Even the more real stuff is still a performance. You have to be aware of what's going on around you and aware of the camera. I mean, you can't just like, you know, have just normal, regular lights out under the cover sex because no one would be able to see anything.
Right. And besides, and again, even if there's great chemistry between the performers, it's still, you know, it's stop and start and, you know, change position and sex on demand. And that is so foreign to most people. You know, they don't really perceive how different that is than, you know, just a natural progression of, you know, kissing, tearing clothes off, fucking, and, you know, saying goodnight kind of thing.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of guys who get into porn have different expectations and different thoughts about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, frequently guys get into it thinking that it's going to be like a really hot hookup.
Yeah.
And then they find out it's very different than that.
Yeah.
And some learn and keep going and do well. Mm-hmm. And then some of them are like, oh, this isn't what I thought.
It's
I thought
work.
I was just getting sex with really hot guys. But, no, it's work. It's like being an athlete.
Yes.
You know, you have to have great endurance and kind of cardio training and being
exactly.
able to run a marathon.
Exactly. And you know, some some of the tableau shots, shoots are often, you know, like 8 hours for filming just one scene, and that's endurance. That really is.
We don't do that.
Oh, really? Oh, good for you.
Yeah, if we can help it, but that does happen frequently in other places. The only reason we ever really run, even Steve and I or the Raging Stallion, Steve and I are not that far off of the house style, and we like to shoot things and get it done, you know, and set everything up ahead of time and really work with the natural flow of things and, you know, get it done. Right. If we ever have anything go longer than 4 or 5 hours, it's because the models are having problems individually.
Right.
It's usually not us. We usually set things up right so we can shoot it and then just do it.
Right. Were you anxious about directing and producing after being in front of the camera, or did that just come natural?
Well, I had been in front of the camera, and as I was building sets and doing wardrobe, I was also gripping on the sets, which means I was a production assistant as well. So I would help move the lights around, help with the models, get condoms, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I was behind the scenes for a lot of scenes. And so by the time it came to actually learn how to use the camera, it was just the natural next step.
Right.
And I felt that it was the next thing I needed to learn.
Right.
And Steve had been directing for Mustang, but he had not been a camera operator either. So we both kind of learned the camera at the same time. And, you know, Tony
DeMarco. And there's nuances to each, you know, camera that you take hold
of. Yeah, exactly. And we started shooting for Hard Friction spring of 2009. And our first DVD came out last October, so 6 months later. And then the website was launched in December. So our earliest stuff, you know, some of it looks like it's early. You know, with 3 months between the scene. And there's a huge improvement. We're improving all the time.
I noticed that too. I thought that it was an amazing kind of thing. You know, the seat of the pants kind of shooting. I mean, there is a charm to it, I must say. I mean, at least I thought so. Our early stuff was charming, not particularly good, but charming. And by the end, by the time we finished up shooting, you know, there was some real style to it that I was really proud of.
Yeah, and it takes a while. It's funny because we've been doing it for about a year and a half, I guess, that we're now starting to have our own flavor and our own style and our own type of guys that we shoot, and it's really interesting, you know. And
You have a recognizable style then. I mean, somebody would say, "Hey, this," if they caught a movie in the middle of it, they would say, "Oh, this could easily be a Hard Fiction production, right?"
Friction. There's a movie that just came out on Friday called Attraction that's beautifully shot, and there's another one we've shot that we haven't finished editing yet. And I think once if people see both of those, then it will start making sense. Attraction was the first one we kind of shot as a semi-cohesive unit, because we've been shooting just individual scenes for the website up to that point, and they didn't even have to be connected, they didn't have to be related to each other. But Attraction is really the first one that kind of has a cohesion, and then we just shot a whole pool movie in Palm Springs that was shot all in the same week, and that's called Hot Sex, and it's going to be out in November, and that is a real cohesive unit that's very exciting, and that's our first one shot as an entire production.
Well, you guys studied at the feet of the master, Chris Ward.
Yeah.
And he is just the consummate.
Right.
Outstanding. So let's talk about Hard Friction. When you and Steve launched this project, had you always wanted to do your own line of products?
I don't think that we'd necessarily thought of it at one point or another, because it was offered to me 4 months after I started doing porn. And, you know, Chris really saw Steve's career and help Steve's career along. Mm-hmm. Even though Steve was directing at Mustang, he was still an exclusive with Raging Stallion. Mm-hmm. So he had been a mentor for him for many years. And I think that he saw us together as a strong team, mm-hmm. and it felt like he wanted to encourage us and support us with this endeavor. And, you know, it's been difficult, and it's been very rewarding at the same time. Mm-hmm. I love filming. It's really, really great. It's like my favorite thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. Like, creating movies is really awesome.
It is, and there's so many aspects to it. I mean, all these facets that when they come together, it's brilliant. I mean, it's really, really remarkable.
Yeah, and there's so much of a human element to it that it's mm-hmm. very creative and artistic. But we are working with real guys, you
yes.
know, real people who are, you know, giving up something very intimate of themselves to us to watch, mm-hmm. you know, and. You know, we have to encourage them, but we have to be respectful at the same time. And, mm-hmm. it's a very special thing. It's a very special thing. And I don't think that people quite realize that when they're viewing porn
all
the time.
It's so true. It's so true. I mean, people say really awful things, you know. Oh, I didn't like, you know, he was doing this, and I didn't, you know, boy, oh boy, and what a ugly, and that's so rude. That's so rude. You know, these people are giving their all, literally and figuratively.
Uh-huh. And, you know, everybody has good days and bad days.
Yes.
And sometimes the magic is all there and it's wonderful, and sometimes it's really challenging.
It's so
there's
true.
Pretty much always going to be something at every shoot that's a challenge, and I know it at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's just how we meet those challenges and, you know, capture the magic. Cause sex is like, it's magic to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's something special.
Yeah. I think so, too. And, you know, I used to say to, you know, my critics, and I would say, you know, those who can do and those who can't are critics.
Right.
And so, until you, do the equal of, you know, performing in a scene, you really have no room to criticize, you know, mm-hmm. Somebody else's performance, at least from my point of view. Anyhow.
Yeah. And we also want to, it's not like we're trying to make it more complicated either.
Uh-huh.
Actually, we were trying to boil it down to really simple chemistry between hot guys.
Yeah. But that in itself is a very, very difficult thing, you know? I mean, because, you know, who is going to determine what is chemistry? And, you know, there have been times, you know, when I was casting, you know, one of our movies, and I would get our guys together at least email-wise and phone and whatnot and sharing photos and I'm thinking, oh my God, what great chemistry. And then when they show up, you know, for the weekend shoot, then there was, you know, maybe a fatal flaw or somebody said something wrong or bad breath or something like that, and it blew the whole fucking thing apart, and they just go, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know, these human foibles that, you know, come into play because we are, you know, filming humans behaving.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's amazing. So are your productions of a specific genre, would you say?
Hard friction stuff, it's kind of come around that chemistry is important, as I've mm-hmm. said. The next thing that I think we've seen is our type of guys are, like, really hot, attractive, sexy guys, but guys you would know.
Uh-huh.
Guys that you could meet, guys that you would see at the gym or,
right.
you know, wherever.
Right.
But they're not unobtainable guys. They're not like superheroes,
right.
you know,
yeah.
like
right.
that style.
Yeah.
It's more like hot guys you would know. And we, you know, we cast people.
So they're believable.
Yeah. We right. seek guys from all over the world. But we also have all different types of ethnicities and ages and everything.
Body types?
Yep, body types.
Cool. Good for you.
Yeah,
we tried to do that too at Daddy O, and that was long before that was a kind of a popular thing. And people would say to us, "Well, you know, what genre are your movies?" And I said, "Like real guys." And they said, "Well, we don't have shelf space for real guys."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe next time. So you say you find your talent all over the world. Do people come to you, or do you go to them, or how do you find? I see. Good, good, good.
Yeah, it's all different ways. We travel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to, it's more economical for me and Steve to go to a place where there's a clump of guys to shoot than to bring a clump to us.
Yes, exactly that.
And it gives us a vacation.
Yes.
And makes it a more beautiful shooting location and everything. Uh-huh. So we tend to travel.
Uh-huh.
And it came from a practical point rather than a, you know, a style. But it's been nice. We've been able to shoot all over. And we've shot in Australia and London and Chicago and Palm Springs and, you know, and we've got more travel planned right now.
Wow.
So it's fun that we get to do it this way.
Yeah.
We get out of the studio. We get to go be around guys who are not necessarily part of the porn world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have definitely discovered some new talent, mm-hmm. and a lot of guys that we've shot for the first time are now working. Or we've shot a lot of guys maybe in their second movie or third movie, you
mm-hmm.
know, but we've really been part of developing some new talent, and that's exciting.
It is exciting. It's good for you.
You know, it's kind of funny this week, because, I mean, I spend a lot of time working with these guys, and I develop little relationships and friendships with them, too.
Yeah.
It's very happy for me to see when guys, you know, are making moves and keep going, and there's a you know, Mustang movie that's shooting this week in San Francisco, and I know almost everybody that's in it, and I'm like, oh, they're all my boys.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing when that camaraderie is developed. Is there a casting couch? That's what everybody's going to want to know.
There has been. But we usually film it if there is, actually.
I love it.
We have this whole series that we get guys to film solos, you know, like a jerk-off solo, but we do an interview at the beginning.
Oh, how cool.
So we talk to them about what they're doing, and we gradually get them to get their clothes off and get their dicks off and get hard and, you know, talk about what they're into sexually. And sometimes we help them out a little bit.
So, I love it. I absolutely love it. What is the audition process like for you guys?
It's really, people can apply at hardfriction.com, and you know, there's a questionnaire and a place to send types of photos and that kind of thing. You know, or we sometimes are doing an event, or we're out somewhere and we meet somebody that we find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
We ask them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that happens. Sometimes we work with an agency, actually. Sometimes we, you know, it's all different varieties.
Right.
We did an appearance one time, and then some guys contacted us because they knew that we were doing the appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes from all different sources.
So when you approach somebody cold, like at a bar or at a club or something like that, and you say, you're hot and, you know, we make movies and would you like to be in it? I mean, do you get folks going like, you are cuckoo and how dare you? And
mostly they're flattered.
Yeah, it is. It's a great stroke, you know, even if they're never going to do anything about it. But it's, you know, to be picked out of a crowd by the likes of you and Steve and say, you know, you could be in our movies. That's a lovely
Steve's
thing.
Steve's a huge star, and especially starting, and we weren't really, you know, I was just getting started in or whatever. Steve's like a big international star, and to have Steve Cruz walk up to you somewhere and say, I think you should be in Bourne movies, a huge compliment. So, you know, it's funny, but, you know, I feel like I spend a lot of time chasing guys.
Mm-hmm. Bad luck. Someone's got to do it. And it should be you. If, you know, someone's going to chase someone, it ought to be you.
Well, we have a lot of potential wins. You know, I've got I have a little place in our office with casting photos out.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, some of the guys are ready to go, and some of them are... We're still trying to nurture them along. Yeah,
right.
And,
they need to be romanced into it, right?
Yeah, and some guy, you know, we had a couple guys that were ready to go, and then, like, one guy was ready to go. We had booked him, and he was a horse trainer, and he fell off a horse.
Ah, jeez.
You know, and got really injured. So stuff like that happens. Real life happens.
Yeah, intervenes.
And then there's some guys that we totally think are hot, and we want to shoot them, but they're not right for what we're shooting, or we haven't found the right guy to put them with.
Right.
So there's some guys that are kind of hanging out that way.
Yeah.
And Steve and I are shooting about six DVDs for Hard Fiction a year.
Wow.
We have 3 updates a month on the site, so
that's a
we're not
lot.
This high. It is a lot, but it's, you know, the studio, on the other hand, has like 2 releases a week.
Oh, geez.
So, and some of them are best of compilations, but still, there's a lot of movies in the studio and a lot from us. And our guys don't necessarily have to fit the Raging Stallion format.
Yeah.
You know, which is nice, because Raging Stallion tends to be inked, hairy, muscle, kind of manly men.
Mm-hmm.
And we can shoot a little bit more younger guys and blondes and not so hairy and things like that.
Yeah.
So that don't necessarily fit in the studio. So it's fun, because we get to be with all kinds of guys. And Steve and I both like all kinds of guys. Yeah. We just like sexy guys, no matter what.
And I think that that's really nice, because sometimes in the old days, things were really tracked. You had to have a particular body, you had to have a particular face, had to have a particular haircut. You had to have, you know, no hair or hairy and stuff like that. And folks were really, and you had to be a particular age. If you were over 25, you know, you were often, you know, discounted. And now, you know, there are production houses that are doing, you know, geriatric porn, for lack of a better term, and as well as twinks and everybody in between. So there's a lot more, you know, folks getting involved. I think that's really grand.
Yeah, and that's it was. I had me personally starting porn. My first movie, I was 40.
Wow.
And so that's really unusual, and in another time period that would not have even happened.
Nope, that's so true. That's absolutely true. No matter how hot you are or any of your other attributes, you know, doesn't make any difference. You know, you were just over the hill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how frustrating is that? Goodness.
So, yeah, it's really weird. And so, I mean, I'm 42 now, and my last scene was in July.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an attraction that just came out now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you have a good 20 years to go. If it doesn't fall off first.
Right.
Speaking of which, our time is up for today. And holy cow, we're so charming and so delightful and so full of great information. And I have so many more questions. May I invite you to come back next week?
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Before you go, would you give us your website and walk us around a bit and so we know what to find there?
Yep, it's hardfriction.com. And there, it's a membership site videos, updates, and a monthly live cam show with me and Steve, and all the archive footage and all the archive cam shows. So that's great. And then there is also brunobond.blogspot.com, and that's my blog, and you can see lots of previews and whatever I'm up to and what my schedule is and appearances and all that.
Uh-huh.
And there's soon to be brunobond.com. That's under construction right now, which will kind of replace the blog. And you can also follow me on Twitter at brunobondhf for Hard Friction.
Good, good, good. And so until next week, we will be visiting you in cyberspace.
All right, great.
Thanks, kiddo.
All right, see you.
Bye. Hey, what a great show, huh? Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this time for part 2 of my interview with Bruno Bond and more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Funwares.com. Shopping for sex toys is a very personal thing, and not everyone shares the same tastes. That's why Funwares carries over 10,000 different adult products, and new items are being added all the time. Not sure what to buy? Check out their top sellers page, the staff's picks page, or their hot deals section, which can be found in the category section in the sidebar of their site. These helpful tools will assist you in finding the ideal sex toy for you or a friend.
Sir, you have no call to get snippy with me. I'm just doing my job here.
That was not me being snippy. That was me being informative. Funwares.com believes that the world of adult products is best explored in a safe, private, and secure setting, like your home. What better way to find precisely what you're looking for? And hey, they offer discreet shipping and billing too. And here's a tip. Follow Funwares.com on Twitter, or like them on Facebook, and you will be automatically enrolled in their monthly $100 spending spree giveaway. How fun is that? Look for the Bunny Funware banner in the sidebar of my site and pay them a visit, and be sure to tell them that Dr. Dick sent you. One final thing, I want to take a moment to invite you to check out my product review site, drdicksextoyreviews.com. That's right, sex fans, now you can see what's hot and what's not in adult products. You'll find reviews of all sorts of adult goodies, sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, herbal products, fetish gear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. Again, the address is drdicksextoyreviews.com. So, until next week, remember, sex is good, and good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.